Hey, beautiful faces. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, thank you for joining. I provide topic discussion content where we're talking about what everyone is thinking about. And sometimes I bring on a special invited guest so they can share their knowledge and their expertise pertaining to the topic. And I have now added that I will be sharing sound bites pertaining to the topic that we are discussing. So if you like content like this, be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. So today we are going to be talking about discipline, and not in the way of parental discipline, which it is part of discipline. We're going to talk about life skills, discipline with ourselves, with our relationships, with our friendships and careers and health, all of that. We're going to talk about that type of discipline. Remember, this season we're going to be sharing topics on ways that we can level up our health, our wellness, our emotions, our lifestyle, our finances, our energy, all of that. That's basically what we're going to be talking about. I know everyone thinks about these things, but how often do we talk about these things? How often do we talk about discipline? Disciplining ourselves. We may talk about disciplining our children, but what about you as an adult? How disciplined are you with your finances? How disciplined are you with your health? How disciplined are you with your career and education? That is what we're going to talk about today. So what I did, I compiled and put together a sound bite from a video that I would love to share with you guys, with a philosopher who also is a motivational speaker, Jim Rohn, from back in the day, like maybe the 1950s, 1960s, maybe 1940s. But I like to pull up those old philosophers who talks about things like this, so that whatever they were talking about back in those days, how can that resonate with us today in 2023 and forward? So I want you guys to take a listen to him and let me know what you get out of his speech. It is talking about discipline, and that is what we're going to be discussing right now. So let me grab the sound bite. Give me 1 second.
Of all the subjects we've covered so far and are about to cover, none is more important than covering the disciplines for success. What's at the core of achieving the good life? The major key to the good life. The major key is not in learning how to set goals. It is not in learning how to better manage your time. It is not in mastering the attributes of leadership. Every day in 1,000 different ways, we are trying to improve ourselves by learning how to do things. We spend a lifetime gathering knowledge in classrooms, in textbooks, in experiences. Now, if knowledge is power, if knowledge is the forerunner to success, then why do we fall short of our objectives? Why, in spite of all our knowledge and in spite of our collective experiences, do we find ourselves aimlessly wandering, settling for a life of existence rather than a life of substance? There may be many answers to this question. Your answers may be different than your associates or your spouses or your friends. While there may be many answers to this question, the fundamental answer is the absence of discipline. Applying all that we know. That's the key word, discipline. Self-discipline. We might add one more word here, consistent. Consistent self-discipline. It doesn't really matter how smart you are or how much you know if you don't use it. It doesn't really matter that you graduated magna cum laude if you're stuck in a low-paying job. It doesn't really matter if you attended every seminar that comes to town if you don't apply what you've learned. Better than knowledge is applied knowledge. And once we've applied our knowledge, we must study the results of that process. Apply our knowledge, study the results. Refine our approach. Finally, by trying and observing and refining and trying again, our knowledge will inevitably produce worthy results, admirable results. And with the joy and results of our efforts, we continue to apply, to learn, to observe, to fuel our ambition with the positive reinforcement of continued progress. Pretty soon, we'll find that we're swept into a spiral of achievement, a vertical rise to success. And the ecstasy of that total experience makes for a life of triumph over tragedy, dullness, and mediocrity. But for this whole process to work for us, we must first master the art of discipline, self-discipline, consistent self-discipline. It takes consistent self-discipline to master the art of setting goals, to master the art of time management, to master the art of leadership, to master the art of parenting and relationships. If we don't make consistent self-discipline part of our daily lives, the results we seek will be sporadic and elusive. It takes a consistent effort to truly manage our valuable time, or we'll be consistently frustrated. Our time will be eaten up by others whose demands are stronger than our own. It takes discipline to conquer the nagging voices in our minds, the fear of failure, the fear of success, the fear of poverty, the fear of a broken heart. It takes discipline to keep trying when that nagging voice within us brings up the possibility of failure. It takes discipline to admit our errors and recognize our limitations. The voice of the human ego speaks to all of us. Sometimes the voice of ego says that we should magnify our value beyond our results. It leads us to exaggerate, to not be totally honest. It takes discipline to be totally honest, both with ourselves and with others. Be certain of one thing. Every exaggeration of the truth, once detected by others, destroys our credibility and makes all that we say and do suspect. As soon as a business colleague figures out that we tend to exaggerate, guess what? They'll always think we exaggerate, and they'll never quite hold us in the same regard again. The tendency to exaggerate, distort, or even withhold the truth is an inherent part of all of us. And only an all-out disciplined assault can overcome this tendency. It takes discipline to change a habit, because habits are formed a little bit each day, every day, every day. Once habits are formed, they act like a giant cable. They act like a nearly unbreakable instinct that only long-term disciplined activity can change. We must unweave every strand of the cable of habits slowly and methodically, until the cable that once held us in bondage becomes nothing more than scattered strands of wire. It takes the consistent application of a new discipline, a more desirable one, to overcome one which is less desirable. It takes discipline to plan. It takes discipline to execute our plan. It takes discipline to look with full objectivity at the results of our applied plan. And it takes discipline to change either our plan or our method of executing that plan if the results are poor. It takes discipline to be firm when the world throws opinions at our feet. It takes discipline to ponder the value of someone else's opinion when our pride and our arrogance leads us to believe that we are the only ones with the answers. Discipline is a constant human awareness of the need for action, and a conscious act by us to implement that action. Discipline is an awareness of the constant need for action and a conscious act to implement that action. If our awareness and our implementations occur at the same time, then we begin a valued sequence of disciplined activity. Now here's the other side of discipline. If there's considerable time that passes between the moment of awareness and the time of our implementation, then that is called procrastination. Doing it tomorrow instead of today. Procrastination, an almost exact opposite of discipline. The voice within us says, get it done. Discipline then says, do it now. Do it to the best of your ability, today, tomorrow, and always, until finally, the worthy deed becomes instinctive. Procrastination says later, tomorrow, whenever I get a chance. Procrastination also says do what is necessary to get by or to impress others. Do what you can, but not what you must. In every circumstance we face, we are constantly presented with these two choices. Do it now or do it later. Discipline and procrastination. A choice between a disciplined existence bearing the fruit of achievement and contentment or procrastination. The easy life for which the future will bear no fruit, only the bare branches of mediocrity. The rewards of a disciplined life are great, but they're often delayed until some time in the future. The rewards for the lack of discipline are immediate, but they are minor in comparison to the immeasurable rewards of consistent self-discipline. An immediate reward for lack of discipline is a fun day at the beach. A future reward of discipline is owning the beach. For most, we choose today's pleasure rather than tomorrow's fortune. So how can you get rid of the easy distractions? How can you keep your mind on what you're trying to do? How can you keep an attitude of doing it all and doing it now? How can you make the choice of discipline over procrastination? How can you stay focused on your ambitions? How can you avoid conversations at the water cooler? You can keep your focus on your work. You can get it done today instead of tomorrow. You've got to really work on your consistent self-discipline on a daily basis, or you'll find yourself distracted. Distracted by negative thoughts, distracted by negative people, distracted by water cooler chatter, and pretty soon, depending on the type of people you've associated with, distracted by your doubts within yourself. Never underestimate the power of influence and associations. And never underestimate the power of your own consistent self-discipline. Now let's take a closer look at discipline. True discipline is not the easiest option. Most people would rather sleep until 10 o'clock than get up at 6. It's easier to go to bed late, sleep late, show up late, leave early. It's easier not to read. It's easier to turn on the television than to open a book. It's easier to do just enough than to do it all. Waiting is always easier than acting. Trying is always easier than doing. Imagine what life would be like if we didn't have to make our bed in the morning, or keep our garage clean, or pay our taxes, or show up for work tomorrow. Wouldn't it be fascinating if we didn't have to do these things? Wouldn't it be fascinating? What do you suppose would become of us? You're right, not much. For whatever the reason, the system we live in and contribute to is designed to make the easiest things in life the most unprofitable. Profitable seems to be the most difficult. Our world is and always will be a constant battle between the life of ease and its momentary rewards and a life of discipline and its far more significant rewards. Each has its own price, the price of discipline or the price of regret. We will pay one or the other. What we wish we had done is the voice of regret, speaking in a sorrowful tone at a time when there is no going back. This is regret. No second chance. No, what would I do differently? Choose one or the other, but both will have their price, the price of discipline or the price of regret. One costs pennies, the other a fortune. Dostoevsky said, "There are hundreds of young men who would die for the truth, but very few who would spend 5 years studying to know what the truth is."
We tend to think that our spirit is in our body. That's actually...
Okay. Yes, I hope you guys enjoy that, because that is the perfect... the perfect motivational speech from Jim Rohn. He is a philosopher from back in the day. You can pull him up on YouTube or any of the social media platforms to follow him, just to hear some of his tapings from back in the day. There's another one that you can also follow, which is Earl Nightingale, which I will be sharing some of his speeches and video content as well. But I do hope that you receive something out of that, because discipline is very, very important to be used in our life, because without discipline, we cannot function. We cannot be consistent. We can't have a practice or routine. It is a way to train yourself, to obey yourself, to follow your rules and your code of what it is that you want to do in terms of your goals, your career, your life, your health, your finances. Basically, you need to follow the discipline of what you're trying to do and what you're trying to achieve. So, yeah, I just hope you guys enjoyed that. I listen to that every morning, throughout the day, at night. It is always something that I put into my head so that my mindset can start absorbing that information. And I always say, whatever you listen to, you got to be careful, because your body and your mind is like a sponge. Mainly your mind. It's like a sponge. So you have to be careful what you listen to, including music. Discipline yourself to start listening to things that's going to take you to the level that you're trying to achieve. And that could be a level of being happy with yourself, loving yourself, respecting yourself, keeping the right people around you, understanding that peace, your peace that you're trying to create in your life. So discipline yourself on those areas, in those areas, and on those things. All right, beautiful faces, thank you all for tuning in. And I hope you, again, I hope you enjoyed this. And if you like content like this, as I mentioned earlier, be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. Until the next time, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a sunny day.